Hello, welcome to Eternal Good News. The high priest Caiaphas and the council turned Jesus over to the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate. They wanted Pilate to kill Jesus, Messiah. But Pilate knew that because of envy, the chief priests had delivered Jesus to him. Pilate gave the judicial verdict of innocent, saying, "I find no fault in him." Pilate wanted to release Jesus. Pilate had learned that Jesus, Messiah, was born to be king, that he was a just and righteous man. But the chief priests and elders had persuaded the multitudes that they should ask for Barabbas, a liar, and to destroy Jesus. The multitudes cried out to Pilate, "Let him be crucified." Matthew chapter 27, verse 22. Listen now to the eyewitness historical record, beginning at John chapter 19, verse 1. So then Pilate took Jesus and scourged him. And the soldiers twisted a crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they put on him a purple robe. Then they said, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they struck him with their hands. Pilate then went out again and said to them, "Behold, I am bringing him out to you, that you may know that I find no fault in him." Then Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate said to them, "Behold the man." Therefore, when the chief priests and officers saw him, they cried out, saying, "Crucify him, crucify him." Pilate said to them, "You take him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him." The Jews answered him, "We have a law, and according to our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God." Therefore, when Pilate heard that saying, he was the more afraid, and went again into the praetorium, and said to Jesus, "Where are you from?" But Jesus gave him no answer. Then Pilate said to him, "Are you not speaking to me? Do you not know that I have power to crucify you and power to release you?" Jesus answered, "You could have no power at all against me unless it had been given you from above. Therefore, the one who delivered me to you has the greater sin." From then on, Pilate sought to release him. But the Jews cried out, saying, "If you let this man go, you are not Caesar's friend. Whoever makes himself a king speaks against Caesar." When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus out and sat down in the judgment seat, in a place that is called the pavement, but in Hebrew, Gabbatha. Now it was the preparation day of the Passover, and about the sixth hour, and he said to the Jews, "Behold your king." But they cried out, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." So he delivered him to them to be crucified. So they took Jesus and led him away. The Gospel according to John, chapter 19, verses 1 through 16. Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor, gave in to the multitudes who cried out to have Jesus crucified. Even though Pilate knew that Jesus was not guilty of crimes, Pilate did not stand against the multitude. Pilate had the authority to release Jesus, but he did not have the moral courage to do what was right. Pilate turned Jesus over to his soldiers to be scourged. Jesus was beaten. The Romans used whips, the thongs of which were weighed with jagged pieces of bone or metal, to cut into the flesh. The back of Jesus was bruised, ripped, and torn into open bleeding stripes. The soldiers also mocked Jesus and struck him. Pilate still wanted to release Jesus after he had been beaten. Pilate tried again to get the multitudes to approve of releasing Jesus. Pilate then went out again and said to them, "Behold, I am bringing him out to you, that you may know that I find no fault in him." Pilate said to them, "Behold the man." John chapter 19, verses 4 through 6. But there was no sympathy, no mercy. The chief priests and officers cried out, saying, "Crucify him, crucify him." Then Pilate gave permission to the chief priests and officers to crucify Jesus. Pilate said to them, "You take him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him." John chapter 19, verse 6. But the chief priests and officers wanted the Romans to crucify Jesus. However, this caused them to tell Pilate why they wanted Jesus to be crucified. Before that, they had refused to tell Pilate why. Listen to John chapter 19, verse 7. The Jews answered him, "We have a law, and according to our law, he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God." John chapter 19, verse 7. Therefore, when Pilate heard that saying, he was the more afraid. John chapter 19, verses 7 and 8. Why did Pilate become the more afraid? This caused Pilate to take Jesus back into the praetorium and ask Jesus, "Where are you from?" John chapter 19, verse 9. Probably Pilate understood that Jesus was from heaven. Pilate had good reasons to believe the claim that Jesus was the Son of God. The miracles, the good works, the fame of Jesus had spread throughout the country. Yes, this made Pilate the more afraid. When Jesus did not answer Pilate, then Pilate said to him, "Are you not speaking to me? Do you not know that I have power to crucify you and power to release you?" John chapter 19, verse 10. Pilate could have released Jesus if he had done what was right. Jesus answered Pilate, "You could have no power at all against me unless it had been given you from above. Therefore, the one who delivered me to you has the greater sin." John chapter 19, verse 11. Yes, the high priest of Israel, Caiaphas, had the greater sin. He did not want to lose his position of power and money. Caiaphas rejected Messiah, Moshiach, the king of Israel, the Son of God, and demanded that the Roman governor, Pilate, crucify him. Pilate then knew the charges by the chief priests against Jesus, that Jesus claimed to be the Son of God as well as Messiah, the king. From then on, Pilate sought to release Jesus, but the Jews cried out, saying, "If you let this man go, you are not Caesar's friend. Whoever makes himself a king speaks against Caesar." John chapter 19, verse 12. The Jews used a political threat against Pilate. Such an argument threatened to get Pilate into trouble with his superiors, even Caesar, the emperor. It was what is called blackmail, political blackmail. Pilate then gave in to them. He did not want to lose his political position of power and income. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus out and sat down in the judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement, but in Hebrew, Gabbatha, John chapter 19, verse 13. And he said to the Jews, "Behold your king." But they cried out, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." John chapter 19, verse 15. The chief priests then cut themselves off from God as their king. Their hypocrisy led them to deny God publicly. and to deny the promised Messiah of Israel. So Pilate delivered Jesus, Messiah, the Son of God, to be crucified. This is history. John was there. He was an eyewitness. He wrote it down as we have read. A dedication stone was found in Caesarea in the Roman theater by archaeologists containing the inscription Pontius Pilate. The place of the pavement, Gabbatha, was excavated by archaeologist L. H. Vincent. You can see it in Jerusalem. The burial cave of the Caiaphas family has been found in Jerusalem, containing limestone ossuaries, bone boxes. The name Caiaphas is inscribed three times on two bone boxes. Yes, this is history. The trials and crucifixion of Messiah fulfilled Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah the prophet of God recorded the word of God 700 years before Jesus was born. Listen to Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. Yes, God foretold 700 years ahead of time that his servant Messiah would suffer, being beaten for us, wounded, bruised, chastised with stripes. He was scourged for us. Yes, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. For us, this is good news. Jesus Messiah died for our sins. He was buried. Jesus Messiah rose the third day according to the scriptures. The historical evidences are before you. Will you believe the truth? Will you believe in Jesus Messiah, the Son of God? You can have the forgiveness of your sins in him. Redemption from the slavery of sin, propitiation by his blood. You can be translated into the kingdom of Messiah. Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. You must be born again of water and the Spirit. John chapter 3, verses 3 and 5. Listen to Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Repent and let every one of you be baptized, immersed in the name of Jesus Christ, Messiah, for the forgiveness of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Will you follow Messiah Jesus, the Son of God? Or will you follow religious leaders who deny him? Will you do what is right? Or will you do as Pilate did, listening to the multitudes and doing evil? On the day of judgment, you will stand before Messiah Jesus, who will judge you. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. Do you want to be forever in hell or in the heavenly New Jerusalem? The decision is yours. And now, why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Acts chapter 22, verse 16. Amen. If you would like to get a free New Testament, a Bible, a book, Origin of the Cosmos, a free English improvement course, or a free Bible course, write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, Postal Index Zip Code 73083, United States of America. That is Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code 73083, United States of America. Thank you for being with me.
Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. On the portals he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for